What is a parable? A parable is telling me a story, and within that story there is a secret. And the reason why the Lord put that secret, and that secret something that is very, very expensive, it's priceless, very expensive. He put it in that story, he hid it in that story. Why? So that when he sends that story your way, it begins to open up a dialect within yourself to hopefully, willingly, you choose to chase after the story to find out and discover what is that treasure that is placed and that is hidden in the story. So the Lord spoke, he said, a sower went out to sow some seeds. That was last week. Some fell on the side of the road, some fell on rocky ground, some fell in the midst of thorns, and some fell on good soil. Today, the Lord says, this sower went out to sow good seed in his own field. The sower is Christ himself, our Lord. At the beginning of his ministry, the whole world belonged to Satan. Ever since our father Adam broke God's word, he gave himself to Satan, and everything Adam owned became Satan's property and possession. So the whole world became Satan's. So when the Lord came, he had no one in the world. The whole world were worshiping pagan gods, idols, false gods. The true divine God was revealed in the flesh, came to seek someone to open a door for this God to enter and deliver them from the enemy's grip and bring that soul back to the Almighty God. So he goes out to sow seed. What happened? Because people had denied God and walked away from God for centuries on end, what did they become? Three things. They become the road, they become that rocky ground, and they became that thorny ground, thorns, ground full of thorns. Three things were in me, in you, and everyone who belonged to the world. The road is my will. The rocky ground is the word I am, me, 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 me. The thorns are the treasures and the murmurs and the gossips of the world. I was the road, meaning my will was so weak, I allowed everyone and everything to walk on that road. On the road, cars drive, motorcycles, bicycles, people walk with their dogs, with their animals. The road is used by everyone and everything. When I walked away from God, my will became so weak, everyone ruled over my life. Everyone controlled my life. My so-called friends, they ran my life for me. I had no say. Why? Because every time they called me, they took me out of home, into the world, into hell, into Satan's mouth. I was sitting with my family. I was sitting with my brothers, my sisters, my mom, my dad. The so-called friend called me and said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Nothing." And then he said, "Let's go out." And I did, because my will is weak. My friend is using me. I allowed everyone to enter my life, shape it, form it the way they chose, not me. Definitely not God. The Lord came. He said, "You were that wayside. You were that way before. I am the way. I came with my blood, precious blood. Wipe out your way. And I say to you, I am your way. I gave you my way. the rock I am. He said, I want you to crucify yourself with me on the cross, so that when yourself dies on the cross, you live in the I am, and there is no other I am but Him, the one who rose from the dead. I want you to live in my I am, no longer your I am. The treasure, the talks of the people are thorns. We chase the wealth of the world. They are thorns. People that worship material things, those material things that they worship are nothing but thorns hurting you, piercing you, bleeding you to death. I ran after money. I ran after fame. I ran after wealth. I ran after position. And at the end, what happened to me? The grave. I went to the pit. Did I take anything with me? No. Thorns, they grow and they choke you and suffocate you to death. Those thorns, the Lord came and said, I've taken your thorns and I made them a crown over my head. And I gave you one thing, good soil, fertile land, ready to receive the seed of wheat, which is my word, the living and the life-giving word, the holy gospel. I prepared you now. So today, the same sower is going out. But guess what? He's sowing the good seed. It says, in his field. At the beginning, the sower went out to sow seed. Didn't mention field. Didn't mention good. Why? Because there was no one good. But now that the Lord has changed me with his own precious blood, he took away the way, he took away the rock, he took away the thorns, and he gave me fertile land ready to be sown into. Now that he has purchased me, he took me out of the world and made me now his own field. I belong to him. So when I belong to him, what did he sow? He sow the good seed. Who is the good seed now? The saved, purchased soul by the Lamb of God. You are that good seed, which is sowed in this, in his field. What is his field? The church. I'm a Christian. I came to the house of the Lord, the church. That is his field. But what happened in the church? Very sad. Look how the Lord talks. Unbelievable. He said, the sower sowed good seed, but while people were asleep, the enemy came and planted the tares. And then the servants came and said, my Lord, you sow good seed. Where did this tare come from? He said, because people went to sleep. Since the Lord is talking about his beloved church in Matthew 13, the secretive kingdom is his beloved church established in the New Testament. Since he's talking about the church, then who are those who slept? Church leaders. Because Christ, when he talks to his church, he addresses the leaders, not the followers. The Lord has a problem with the leaders, not the sheep. The Lord said to the leaders, you are sons of snakes. He never said that to any follower. I thought that was my echo. Maybe I'm screaming. When the Lord talks to his church, he addresses the leaders. So he said, the enemy is Satan. So the enemy entered the church because church leaders went to sleep. What does he mean? What does the Lord mean by church leaders went to sleep? Meaning they walked off from the truth. They walked off from the true teachings of the Messiah himself, the only teacher of all teachers. They walked off.